I want to share some message about my family and spiritual family in India. This is my elder daughter's family, Hepsiba, and son-in-law Dhanraj, and two grandchildren. This is our spiritual family. This is our prayer hall. About 65 brethren are assembling now. Out of 65, 48 are consecrated. But there are only some are missing there. Because Brother Yanni and Sister Janice, they visited our prayer hall. They only took that photograph. You can see Sister Janice is there in the right hand side top. This is our grandchildren. Janice Ruth and Jonathan Kingsley. This is our younger daughter Salome and the young son-in-law Prabhu. This is the same younger daughter and younger son-in-law. This is our Jonathan Kingsley, our grandson. This is Janice Ruth. This is our FC of the elder daughter's family. This is Jonathan Kingsley. This is India. You may be seeing in the map. This is, we have traveled from India to the United States. You can see the distance is about 13,729 kilometers. This is the shortest route actually, but we have traveled more than that. The time difference between actually, it is 9.5 hours for the other place, but for your city, it is 7.5 hours now. Yes. Now it is 7:15 in the morning. Yes. This is India. You can see here. You can see the bottommost of the Tamil Nadu. You can see the red color. This is our state. This is the language is Tamil. Then in India, there are about 18 languages. The population in Tamil Nadu alone is 72 million. The highest population of Tamil, of Bible zones in India is in the state of our Tamil Nadu only. Total Bible zones population is about 2,000 in all over India. But in Bible zones in Tamil Nadu is the maximum. Then this is Chennai. You can see the arrow. Chennai is our place. Then this is about the volumes. Elder has already told you. Volume 1, volume 2, 4, 5, 6, and Tabernacle Shadow. Then Manna and Songs of the Night. All are translated, printed, and distributed to all the brethren. Now the volume 3, Thy Kingdom Come, ongoing. It is an ongoing process. There is only 2 more chapters are left. It will be completed before this year end. By His grace, it will be printed in the 2014, I hope. Here, I want to tell you one more thing. In India, Tamil Bible is the first printed book in India. It was translated in 1715, the year 1715. It is in 1611, King James Version. English version, it was released. In 1715, a Tamil version. This is the first Bible translated in India is only Tamil, in Tamil. And also it is the first printed book after finding out the printing technology. The Tamil Bible is the first book in India. It is God's grace. And also I want to tell you one more thing. Tamil Bible is not translated by Tamil people. There's one more thing I want to tell you. One missionary from Germany, he came to India, he stayed there, he learned Tamil, then he translated the Bible into Tamil. It is God's gift only. And also now at present, only Tamil, we are having the volumes only in Tamil, in India, in the Eastern country. So actually the Tamil people are so blessed, I think. That's why God is doing all these things, I think. And also our Brother Russell, he visited India in 1912. One brother by name Devasahayam, he only started the Indian the Bible Students movement in India in 1919. But Brother Russell visited all over the India, that is Chennai, where we are living now, the Chennai, then Mumbai, then Banaras, then Calcutta, all are important cities. He visited all the places. But Bible Students movement was only in southern state, that is in India. There is only in this area. Not in the other area, no Bible Students. One or two is there. In Mumbai there is one or two family. Then Punjab there is one or two family. That's all. But only in this area, the green, you can see. This is Tamil Nadu. There are about 1,500, we can say. 1,500 people are only in Tamil Nadu. Other remaining 500, but in Karnataka, there's Bangalore, then Andhra Pradesh, then Kerala, there's some few brothers. Karnataka about 200, 300 brothers might be there. So totally 2,000 consecrated. Out of that, 1,500 may be in Tamil Nadu alone. So God is blessing India, especially Tamil Nadu only, I think. Because He has given the Bible first there, and also Brother Russell visited there, but the Bible Students movement started only in Tamil Nadu. Then again, we have translated only the volumes only in Tamil. So really it is a God's blessing for the Tamil people, I think. That's all. Thank you very much. If anything more you want to know about Indian Bible Students, you can ask some questions. The brother, if he allows for that.
No, yeah. We have time.
Yes.
So maybe, brethren, you might have some questions you'd like to ask, brother, about the ecclesia, about the truth movement, or whatever. Erwin.
How close are you to Bangalore, India? How close is your city to Bangalore?
About 350 kilometers. So we can say about 200 miles. You can see in Tamil, 200 miles between, you can see that you should stop, brother.
And here's the pointer. You can push this.
Yes.
You
got that. Yes. You have to push. You can see the Bangalore.
Here, I have a minute.
There.
Give it a minute. It's coming
out. Oh, okay. Okay.
So, Brother Salvaraj, have the ecclesias been in Tamil state from the time of Brother Russell, or did they start later? Or was it since 1912 that you can see a history of ecclesias in Tamil Nadu continuing?
Yes, from 1919 it is continuing. 1919 is continuing, yes. Mm-hmm. But in Chennai, there was some break. Because in 1942, all the elder brothers have died. So after that, there was no ecclesia was not there. One or two brothers were there. I went there in 1971. At that time, no Bible Students there in Chennai. Then after that, after 10 years, that is 1983, I started the congregation actually with two families, only two, myself and another family. He also transferred from some other city to Chennai. I came there for the job, so we both started the congregation. From there, it is continuing. But other cities, Coimbatore, so Bangalore, then Dalmiapuram, Trichy, Madurai, there are so many cities. In this you can Andhra Pradesh. Okay. Here you can see there's some. You can see that.
Here's Bangalore.
Yes. This is Chennai. This is Bangalore. Just 200 miles. So one more here is Bangalore. All three are in the same line. Chennai, Bangalore. 200 miles. But Bangalore also, some brothers are there in Bangalore.
You said most of the brethren in southern India. Are there any brethren in northern India?
There's in Mumbai. Mumbai. There's one or two families over there. Then here in there's Punjab. There's one or two families are there. But nobody, no Bible Students there in the state. Only here, as you can say, the other one. Here in Tamil Nadu they are having more. Karnataka, some more brothers, about 200, 300. Then Kerala in some brothers, Andhra Pradesh some brothers. Andhra also. But that's only the, here some Mumbai, Rajasthan, one or two families are there. Maximum strength only in Tamil Nadu. About 1,500 you can say.
Another question. Brother John.
Yes, brother.
You said there are about 2,000 brethren. How many from 2,000, how many understand Tamil language?
Nearly 1,500.
All of them understand?
1,000, yes. Even some brethren, they are in Karnataka, they know Tamil. And the Tamil people gone there for the job. So they know Kannada as well as Tamil. They are also reading Tamil volumes and Manna and Songs at Night. Yes, sister.
What do you do to encourage the young people and the young sisters to study more and to be more zealous for the Lord?
Once in a year we are conducting youth conventions. So it is engaging for them. And also in our ecclesia, in our class, we used to conduct a special for one day for youth convention. So the one day only for them, especially for them. And also in the monthly, they are conducting one question program. There is a quiz program, question answers. For children's separate program, then youths separate, and then adults separate. So they have to study the Bible, read the volumes, and there are some tracks are there, some basic truth. They have to study that. We will ask some questions. Then such a way we are engaging them.
I think Sister Esther had a question.
The Pondicherry is somewhere here, Pondicherry. Pondicherry last month, yes, before we came here, they started one new ecclesia. Mm. Yes. About 9 brothers were consecrated. Yes, that Pondicherry. But you can see the other thing. Pondicherry is not given in here. This is Chennai. Pondicherry somewhere here. Somewhere from here, Pondicherry.
How did that new ecclesia begin?
In where?
Was there a witness effort? That
yes, the public meeting was conducted first. So we collected the address of them. After that, we will do follow-up meetings. They will come for there are 52 classes are there. After attending them, only some people will, totally only 9 were consecrated. They will start an ecclesia there. You can see here, in Madurai there is a Bible Sons ecclesia, then here Puthukottai there is an ecclesia, Tiruchirappalli, in Tanjavur, and Salem. There are so many classes, then Coimbatore. There are classes in Bible Sons. Bible classes are there. About 45 classes are there in Bible Sons classes totally, including Karnataka and Tamil Nadu. Not added Andhra Pradesh and Kerala, not added. Only Karnataka and Tamil Nadu, we have 45 classes. Nilgiri also, yes. Uti, we can say Uti. There are some classes are there. Uti, there is Mettupalayam, Coimbatore, Mettupalayam, then Kunnur, Uti. There are so many places are there.
When you have a convention, do the brethren come for most of the ecclesias? Most of them come to a convention?
Come to a convention, but there are 4 groups in Bible Students. There are 4 general conventions at the time of May, in the month of May, so in different places. So somebody will come, somebody may not come. So the 4 different conventions are there.
Yeah, there's 4 different groups, yes. As the brother says. And so there's 4 different conventions brethren go
in the month of May. The month of May is summer for us. So in the month of May only, we are conducting the conventions. Yes.
How far do the brethren have to come to your ecclesia? How far away are most of the brethren of the 60 that you have? How far do they have to travel?
So most of the brothers will come only by public transport, bus or train. Only one or two have cars. Only some few brothers have two wheelers.
10 kilometers?
More than that, 25 kilometers. There's a few brothers are coming from away from 25 kilometers. Yes. They're coming by transport only, public transport. Car is a costlier one in India. Only few will have cars and other things. They will use only public transport. Yes, brother.
From the 1,500 brethren that live in Tamil Nadu,
yeah,
what is the, would you say, percentage of those that are of Christian background versus Hindu or Muslim, if there are any?
Muslim, we can say one or two. In our ecclesia, there are only two Muslim, one brother, one sister. Then most of the brethren only from nominal churches. Hindus, some we can say 10% or 15%. Only the nominal churches, most people are coming. Yes.
Thank you.
Any, Ross?
Yes, brother.
When the British had control of India, they taught in English. Is there a remnant of areas where English is relatively common, or are these 18 languages spoke pretty much universally and that influence has gone away?
Only the English people. There is British people taught us English. Only after that the people started to learn English. But nowadays it is helpful for us to have fellowship with other state people. They have different language. Okay, you can say this is Tamil Nadu, Tamil. Kerala is Malayalam. Kannada, Kannada. Andhra Pradesh, Telugu. There are so many languages. In every state there is a different language. There is a main problem for us to, we cannot go and talk to them in our own language. So we can talk only, we can do the work only in the Tamil Nadu, as we know only Tamil. We do not know Malayalam, so we cannot go and talk to them. We do not know Kannada, Andhra, Telugu, so it is very difficult for us to go out there. Only we are speaking only with the help of English. Yes.
So it's kind of like the common language, that if you don't speak the local language, you try English and communicate that way?
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
Do you have public talks where you invite public to come?
Yes, for public talk, we'll advertise through some papers, newspapers, from somebody distributing some tracts, some handbills. Especially in all the Christian churches, after they will come out of the churches after their prayer. At the time, we'll find out the time and we select the churches and give the tracts. There is a handbills for the public meetings. Only the Christians are coming more in public meeting. At that time, we will issue all the cards. In the card, they have to write all their address and connect. For the future afterwards, for the follow-up classes, we will inform them where the flower class is conducted. We will inform everybody through the postcard. We will send to everybody the invitation. Most of them will be coming.
Brother Selvaraj, for the brethren, what percentage would you say had cell phones to communicate?
Almost 95%.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Yeah,
in India, most of the people are having a cell phone. The cell phone is a cheaper one in India, actually. And the cell phone rate is also very less. Mm-hmm. So everybody is having cell phones. Yes,
do you see the Herald magazine circulated in India?
Yes, brother. We are printing the Herald magazine in India.
Are you involved in printing it there?
Printing in Bangalore, brother.
Oh, Bangalore.
There is one brother, he is having one printing press. He is doing that work.
And the brethren get the magazine?
Yes, from here they are getting some CD, will they get the thing. They are printing. Mm-hmm. The shipping cost is less than, it must be more than the printing us in India.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. We used to print the Herald and then mail it, but But the shipping expense was very expensive, so the brethren can print them there for less than the printing. I mean, less than the shipping costs. So it's the brethren translate it there and they print it in India. The same is taking place
in English itself. We are printing and distributing there. Apart from this, we are translating Herald and Dawn. They are distributing in Tamil. Tamil, yes, Tamil. They are doing, some brethren are doing that. Apart from English edition. English edition is also being printed in India, being distributed. Apart from this, in Tamil also, it has been translated and distributed among Tamil people.
Every issue they do that?
Once in two issues. There's two issues, one single book. So it will become very costly. So every once in 2 months at dawn, once in 4 months in the Herald.
And they publish it then and make a magazine?
Yes, they are making it.
It has the same cover like ours, the photograph.
Yes, same cover, same thing. Yes.
Can we get on your mailing list?
We brought one book, I gave one to Brother Ernie Kunsley. Yes. Not here. Yeah. I gave one book to him. Yes, this shows. I brought it to him, I show it to him.
Another question?
Yes.
How old are the children when they have to go to school, and how long do they go to school?
And the age of 5 is a common government's ruling. But some people are sending their children at the age of 3 for the English medium, that is kindergarten, KG 1, KG 2. They are sending up three at the age of 3. They have to study for schools up to age of 15. After that, they are going for the college. Pre-college 2 years, then they are going to college after year 17.
Is college provided for everyone, or do you have to pay to go to college?
Yeah, we have to pay. Only government colleges are free. Not free, we have to pay little amount for the government colleges. But private colleges, we have to give more money. Yes.
Are the parents still arranging the marriages
of
the children?
Yes. Our daughters also got married only by arranged marriages. We only arranged the marriages. All the four are consecrated. Both daughters, both son-in-laws, all are consecrated. All we three families are assembling in our class. My elder sister is nearby to my house. Younger sister is away from some 15 kilometers. They are coming for our class only. In India, the culture is only arranged marriage. Only rarely there is some love marriage. Only rarely. Because there are so many languages, so many caste if you want. There are so many caste and religion. So they will not give inter-caste marriage, inter-religious marriage, they will not do. Only they will give only to the same caste, same religion, same language. Yes, sir.
You still have a caste system?
Yeah, caste, yes. Caste system is there. There are so many castes. The Brahmin is the highest one in India. They are Hindus. Then scheduled caste, they are the lowest caste in India. So there is backward, most backward scheduled caste, scheduled tribe. Scheduled tribe means they will be living in the hill areas, the olden, the Asian people.
Yes. Is it among the brethren also?
The caste system is not in our classes. Caste is not at all, say, they didn't bother about the caste and religion and the background. Actually, in our class, one brother from Hinduism, one sister from Muslim, they got married. Yes. Their families are in their old religion. The brothers' ladies are only in Hindus. The sisters' ladies are only Muslims. But these two are consecrated. They are living separately.
They are living as a Bible student. Yes. Yes, sister.
Brothers and sisters are separating in the meetings as far as they're sitting.
Yes, 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 sister. Brothers don't say, sisters don't say, this is our culture. And also sisters will cover their head. Usually, in all the Christian denomination, all sisters will cover their head, except the Jehovah's Witnesses. All denomination, Roman Catholic, CSI, Lutheran Church, any Christian denomination, they will, sisters will cover their heads in the oil prayer. Yes, sister.
Do sisters answer questions in the meeting?
In the book study, anybody? In the book study, they can ask questions, they can answer.
From about approximately 2,000 brethren, how many would you say are young people?
What do
you think? Maybe 15
to 40
or so.
15 to 40. You can say most of the brethren only 15 to 40 only. Say about 60-70%. I can say. Only aged people say only less, like me. Anything else there? Thank you.